Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, Fellowship!
Welcome to Fellowship Talks, Fellowship. This is awesome. Obviously, this is our Christmas episode, and that was the one, the only, Clarissa McNeil on the bells.
Featuring Santa.
This is the podcast of Fellowship Bible Church. We are one church in multiple locations. We have our Benton campus, our Cabot campus, our Midtown campus, our Espanol campus, and our West Little Rock campus. I'm your host, Dan Schaefer, for this holiday season with my co-host, as always, Amy Scrivanos.
Merry Christmas.
You're just sitting there waiting for this intro.
Well, I'm
Amy.
Just waiting. Yes.
You're in your very merry Christmas shirt.
I am. I wore it as if people could see me.
All ready for this episode. And I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here in a giant elf costume. We're in a room, a living room with a fireplace and a tree with beautiful lights.
Got Clarissa in her Santa suit.
We're here with some of our worship team. Worship team, Clarissa McNeil. You've already heard from her in her Santa voice. Clarissa, thanks for being on the podcast with us today and helping us with this Christmas episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
And we have Joel Pfeiffer from our Benton campus.
What's up, Dan? I would have thought you would have found an elf costume that was not two sizes too small.
So. Joel, that's right. I really like your reindeer costume. It's awesome.
Thanks. The red nose?
Yes. Okay, it's perfect fit. Yeah.
And last but not least, we have Justin McCartney here with us from the chapel on West Little Rock's campus.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. So, Fellowship, we're just going to have a good time today. We're going to play some songs. Worship team is going to sing with us because you don't want me and Amy singing to you. So worship team is going to sing with us. We're going to tell some stories. We have some Christmas jokes. And Amy's going to read from Luke chapter 2. So we're just going to have a good time today. So why don't we just start talking a little bit about Christmas with your families. Are you guys traveling at all, worship team, for Christmas this year?
My family is actually traveling to Oklahoma City. That's where my two brothers live, and I've got three nephews. And so when we get there with my three boys, it is a house full of masculine, and it's crazy. It's craziness, but they love it. So
that's right. All right.
Mine's the opposite. So
not crazy.
No, it is crazy, but a house full of women mostly. I'm one of three girls, but we will be traveling home to Houston. The great state of Texas, so having a Texas Christmas for sure. But we have a lot of fun. We have a tradition, family tradition. In our home, we have a traditional Mexican meal on Christmas Eve because my mom is originally from Mexico. So we have a pork soup called pozole and the wonderful gift of tamales at Christmas time.
Oh, so that sounds amazing.
That's so what we like to have on Christmas Eve. So
that's awesome.
So fun.
Yeah. What do you have on Christmas Day?
We do all the American stuff on Christmas Day, per my dad. He's like the ham, the turkey, all the sides, that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Awesome. Justin, what are you guys doing?
Well, my parents live here in Little Rock, so we usually go over to their house. My wife's parents actually live in Pennsylvania, so wintertime, you're just chancing if you try to go up there at all. Yeah. So we pretty well just stay here in town. Mm-hmm. Traditions, I mean, there's just all sorts of traditions. You know, when I was growing up, it was always oyster soup that we had for Christmas Eve. The next day was always the traditional chicken, or not chicken, but turkey.
Wow, that's a different kind of family.
Traditional. Very differently.
Christmas chicken.
Exactly, Christmas chicken.
KFC.
Chick-fil-A, y'all. Come on.
There you go. Christmas is on Tuesday this year.
Yes.
That's right.
They will be up.
So, no, we do the turkey and the ham on the next day, and always a veggie tray. You always have to have a veggie tray sitting out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. You guys have any gifts that you're looking forward to getting this year for Christmas?
Come on, Amy. You got to have something good on your list.
I have new pajamas on my list.
Hey!
I'm really excited about them because they're really soft.
No pressure, Marty. Nice. No pressure at all.
No, I've already ordered them. So it's fine.
Merry Christmas
to you. Guaranteed. They're guaranteed. That's the only thing I know I'm getting.
See, we've already had the talk with our kids this year. Just because the gift goes on the list doesn't mean it actually comes.
Like, unless you're mom and you order it for yourself.
It's not an automatic thing, but you're blowing that out. Yeah, that's right. Christmas gifts, guys?
I mean, I don't really have anything on my list, but I did get my wife a new electric blanket that she loves.
Nice. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I've already given it to her. Okay. So she's been enjoying it.
No Christmas surprise there.
No, she's terrible at surprises anyway, so she can't wait.
And Arkansas has been a little colder this year, so it's probably coming good use already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know that I have a gift I'm looking forward to getting this year.
What are you giving Miles?
Oh, that's a secret.
Yeah, you can't get
that. No spoiler alerts for that one.
No spoiler alerts. But I will say, I love to cook. I'm not a good cook, not like Dave Yonkman. He's the legendary cook around here. But I put a lot of cooking gear on my Christmas list this year. So hoping to get that pizza cutter. Shout out to my fam.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of boring. I just want a blower, a leaf blower. All the leaves that fall around here. Yeah. I just need a leaf blower.
All right.
Although I did go for some techie thing. That what's it called? That Ring security camera doorbell thing that you put outside.
You can see the people.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking,
you get those text message notifications anytime when someone rings the doorbell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your doorbell.
Exactly. My doorbell.
Every doorbell. That's right. That's right.
Well, fellowship. What about you?
Yeah, I have some things on there. Let's just see if Emily does a good job this year.
Oh, yeah.
No pressure.
No, she does. No pressure. No pressure. Emily does a good job. Let's see. I have some golf balls. I'm got a golf theme this year, so I'm looking for a new golf glove, some golf balls, and like I asked for a Golf Now gift card so I can get some cheap golf.
Yeah.
In the spring.
Okay.
Yeah. There you
so
go.
So I know you and Emily like to pick something you do together. Like last year it was kayaking. Is golf going to be the thing together this year?
Oh, definitely not. No, that's just something I do. No offense, honey. Sorry.
She's not invited.
No, it's not that she's not invited. It's just she wouldn't want to go play golf. So. Well, fellowship, this is going to be a fun episode. We have our worship team here because they're going to sing with us. And so we want to encourage you to listen to this episode, grab your family, bring them together, whether you're driving and traveling, or whether you're making Christmas cookies in the kitchen, maybe you're sitting by the fireplace, listening to the crackle, whatever it is, join in as a family listening to this podcast. We're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And our worship team is going to start us off with the first song. They're going to sing some Silent Night for us. So worship team, you guys want to lead us into that song?
Sounds good.
Silent.
Wow, that's so good.
That was beautiful.
Thank you guys for singing that. Yeah. What, you know, when we sing Silent Night, that's a favorite for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What kind of memories come to mind when you're singing or listening to Silent Night? Do you guys have any memories associated with that?
Yeah, so for me, growing up, we listened to a lot of Christmas music. My dad's family is full of musicians, and so his sister, who's now passed on to be with the Lord, but my aunt, when we were growing up, she sang a lot, always. Mm. She was an incredible singer, studied music in college. And I can't necessarily remember like a time that she performed it somewhere that we like attended. That may have been the case. But I just remember through elementary and junior high, just spending time with her at Christmas time. We'd be driving in the car. And that was her favorite song to sing. Mm. And for me, Silent Night is always so magical. It has this kind of thing about it that makes the night that Jesus came to be with us so special and unique. And for us, growing up, my sisters and I, my aunt was so special and so unique. And so anyway, I just often think of her when we sing that song together. But it's a beautiful song, one of my favorite mm-hmm. Christmas songs for sure.
That's sweet.
I think for me, it's one of the most tender moments when we sing it in church on Christmas Eve. I think every church in America does it on Christmas Eve. And yeah. I know for me as a worship pastor, I tend to hold off on doing that song for Christmas Eve because it just feels like it's more appropriate for that night than any other time in Advent. But it's such a sweet time where you hear the voices singing out and reflecting on the beauty of the birth of the Savior. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes scaled back where it's just our voices singing out, no instruments playing, and seeing all the candles slowly being lit around the room. And it's really, like the song says, it's really a holy moment for me where I feel like I can just take a breath and all time has stopped.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. I was thinking back to my church that I grew up in Rootstown, Ohio, and we would sing Silent Night as we lit the candles around the dark sanctuary, a small church, real intimate, and we would do that, and then our family would get in the car and drive to my grandparents for Christmas Eve as a family. So that's kind of where my mind goes too.
Mm-hmm. My kids and I were just talking about this song the other day, and they've already said like every time they hear Silent Night, it does make them think of our Christmas Eve service here. And they love when we're lighting the candles and the cameraman zooms in on the little kids that are singing and holding their little candles. And it's just always such a sweet moment.
Yeah.
And then there's always that fear that somebody's going to catch their hair on fire, but it's fine.
That's right. It's happened at some point or another.
I'm pretty sure every single person thinks about that.
And that feeling of hot wax dripping down on your eyes. Yeah.
You're kind of like loving the moment and you're kind of stressed.
Yeah. So it's also obvious that your daughters don't go to the chapel for Christmas Eve because Justin doesn't play Silent Night. So
only on Christmas Eve, though.
Oh, okay. Only on Christmas Eve. Yeah. Scrooge.
Bah.
Oh, man. That's good. All right. Snow or no snow for Christmas?
Mm. Like want it or think it'll happen?
Oh, yeah. Do you want snow for Christmas
no? Oh, for sure.
I definitely prefer snow.
For sure.
Is it going to happen, though?
Is it going to happen?
I doubt it.
It is Arkansas.
It's Arkansas. It's the South. We can pray for snow, right? Yeah, there is something magical about waking up and seeing snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm always surprised that my kids who don't really know what snow is, you know, I grew up in the North, so I know what snow is, but they're always excited on Christmas morning to see the snow on the ground. At least the snow they're hoping for, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with snow, like, on Christmas Day. Like, being from, especially South Texas, we'd go outside and, like, you know, shorts and a t-shirt. It'd be, like, 70 degrees
on Christmas Day. Has it ever snowed in South Texas?
So I think they've had it, like, once every, like, 20 years, maybe. I remember one time it did snow. My dad and I were headed into the grocery store to pick up some last-minute things on Christmas Eve. And all this white stuff just started falling from the sky. And I remember it was like the apocalypse. Everybody in the parking lot like stopped, was like staring up at the sky, like, what is this stuff? But it melted before it hit the ground, so we Houstonians don't know what to do with snow. But I remember the first year that we lived here a few years ago when it snowed, I stayed up all night just to see snow. And it was like little flurries, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was screaming and jumping up and down, waking my husband up. And everybody was just like, this isn't snow. Like, the snow hasn't even got here yet. But it was to me because I'd never seen it before. Yeah.
People in Central Arkansas freak out about snow, but there's something so magical about watching it fall from the sky, too. Well, our worship team is going to take us into another song, Hark the Herald. But first, Amy is going to lead us through the passage of Luke chapter 2. Amy, you want to read that for us? And
this is the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Hark the herald angels sing.
That was beautiful. That's beautiful. Thanks, guys. So if Amy and I have quite the privilege of sitting here in this room as you guys perform and as you sing. Joel's standing here singing. Clarissa's sitting here at the chair singing. And Justin's on the keyboard. And just it's just amazing to watch and listen to.
Mm-hmm. I want to know when the Fellowship Christmas album's coming out.
That's right.
Talk to Aaron Williams.
Aaron Williams, you're on the spot.
Please send to Aaron Williams.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that song, I can't help but go to Charlie Brown. That's what I see. When we read Luke chapter 2 and sing that song, that's what I think is the Charlie Brown special. Yep. What about you guys?
I've just always loved the line in there that says, God and sinners reconcile. It's one of my favorite lines in any Christmas song. That's just the idea of Christmas and the reason why Jesus came is to reconcile us with God. And then he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. So it's just a great reminder for me of the reason that Jesus came.
Yeah, it's so much more than just a melody or, you know, music. There really is a strong text, strong gospel story behind it at all.
Yeah, it's so neat to see how Christmas songs really tell the greatest Christmas story ever told. You know, like every song that we sing has this beautiful way of sharing this incredible story. Like Joel, one of my favorite lines in that song is, mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Like this idea that God, the infinite, the awesome, the amazing, would lay all of that aside, you know, to be with us, to be with something he created. That's just really sobering at Christmas time,
And I think that line, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, beckons us to join with the angels and sing that. And that's a beautiful reality to think about, that we can actually join them in the praise of this Savior.
You know, in Philippians 2, we talk about the submission of Jesus to the Father as he goes to the cross. But it just made me think of like the submission that Jesus had in being willing to come lay down all glory, all power in and to be just a baby in a manger, giving it all up to come. He knew what he's walking, but to give it all up to do that. And Amy, I'm really impressed that you memorized that entire passage. That was amazing.
Difficult words in there, too.
Difficult words.
That was so good.
Quirinius and all.
Quirinius and all. I did not say that one in cloth.
That's right.
But I got
you know what I say about when you read scripture with hard words in it, with names? And I have a rule for that. And this is a little piece for anybody listening. When you're reading scripture and you don't know how to pronounce a name, a city, you know, whatever, speak fast and with confidence.
Nobody will second guess you.
I mean, if you listen to Mark, Brandon, and Brent preach on Sundays, they speak fast and with confidence, and no one questions their pronunciations ever. So, yeah. So, actually, when you were reading that, I was thinking the whole time that that was so much better than last year's Christmas episode when Ben read it. so much better.
Nice.
Didn't Ben last year? Didn't he read The Grinch in character? Was that the one?
Yeah, he did. Oh, but then because of publishing rights, we weren't able to air that. So, yeah, sorry.
That's right. It was really great.
Too bad you'll never hear it.
That's a hidden gem, Fellowship. Yeah.
In the archives.
In the archives.
It's the behind the scenes episode.
There's a Fellowship Talks blooper that might come out. I don't know. No, it's good. So one thing that I was thinking that we could try are some Christmas jokes. You know, my kids are 8, 6, 5, and 2, and they're at the age where they're just starting to get jokes and they're starting to become funny. And like, your kids are about the same age. Joel, Justin, your kid's about the same age. Joel, your kid's about the same age. Amy, your kids are a little bit older than this.
My kids do not think any of my jokes are funny.
Yeah.
My dogs are the same age, so.
That's right, yes. Right. So, but everybody loves a good dad joke, right?
So do we need to buckle up and get ready?
Buckle up, get ready. I found a few dad jokes for Christmas.
Put your seatbelts on, everybody.
Yeah, I want to try these out before I try them out on my kids, all right? So kids, if you're listening, listen to these. Go back and tell your mom these jokes and dads, listen up so you can floor your kids with these. All right. How about this one? We'll start with this. What does Christmas have to do with a lost cat in the desert?
Nothing.
Yeah.
What?
I have no idea.
They both have sandy claws.
Oh, I like that. Wow.
Dad jokes. Like there we go. One. Yeah.
Wow.
What's a good time for Santa to come down the chimney?
When everybody's asleep.
Anytime. Come on, Santa. Any day of the year. Let's do this. Where do snowmen keep their money?
In their pockets?
In the snowbank.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm thinking right. too hard about these.
Yeah,
knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
Olive the other reindeer. there you go. Rudolph. I know, Clarissa, you're taking Rudolph. That back.
I am. Yeah. I'm taking that one back.
Got it.
All right. What do fish sing during the winter? Christmas corals.
Okay, I genuinely really like that one.
There you go.
That's a good one.
I'm going to have to use that one for a choir rehearsal.
That was like a Laffy Taffy joke.
That's right. All right, I like this one, all right. What is a Christmas tree's favorite candy? Ornaments.
Ornaments.
It took a minute.
There you go.
I wasn't...
Yeah, I didn't think about following. That one.
What kind of sickness did the Christmas tree come down with? Tinselitis. Are these getting better?
Debatable.
All right, you're going to have to think about this last one. This last one is hard. You're going to have to think about it, all right? What do you get if you cross an iPad with a Christmas tree?
What?
I don't know.
A pineapple. Yeah.
If you're scratching your head, you're not
Mac,
alone.
Right.
Think about it. Think about it.
There we go.
Pine tree, pine. Apple Mac. There you go. Pine
I wonder apple. How many dads are going to use these now.
That's right. Yeah, dads, feel free to use all these. Yeah,
they're
go
just
for
standing
it.
With a notebook and a piece of paper. Or a pencil, sorry.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Last question before we go to our final song, paper. Guys. Christmas movies. What do you guys like for Christmas movies?
Oh my gosh, so many.
See, Clarissa just went sweet. I saw that.
Well, I don't know about that. My top three for sure.
Yes, top three.
Would be gotta watch White Christmas.
Yes.
White Christmas.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Gotta watch Home Alone. Mm-hmm. Love me some McAllisters. Mm-hmm. And gotta love The Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love The Grinch?
Mm-hmm.
Mine are, growing up, we always watched It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have a tradition now where we watch the Polar Express together with the kids, and we make hot chocolate and drink it during the hot chocolate scene.
So cool.
And then I'd probably say Elf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just many classic lines in that, mm-hmm. in that movie. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, like Clarissa, I love White Christmas. That's one of my absolute favorites. But I also love those old claymation ones like Rudolph and Santa Claus is coming to town. All those are so awesome. I absolutely love those. Burgermeister, exactly. My kids are like, what is this, Dad? I'm like, you're going to love this movie.
Yeah.
So, and they're like, you're right. We really like this now. And so, but that's one, Polar Express. The other ones that we really love watching, they're must every Christmas, is watching all the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen. Those are big ones.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite out of that is the third one, because Martin Short's in there and those two go to town. It's really a lot of fun.
See, those claymation ones always creeped me out for some reason. I don't know. It's like
you don't like the stiff characters?
The stiff movement, and I don't know.
Just the amount of work they had to go through to make those. That's dedication.
Sure, do you remember All I Want for Christmas? It's the one with Leslie Nielsen as Santa Claus. This goes way back. Boy, this is like apparently very rare, but it's my wife's, one of her absolute favorite ones to watch at Christmas time. So I think it came out in the latter 80s, early 90s, something like that. It's a really good one.
That's awesome.
Shout out Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah. I think for me, so growing up, my favorite one was always Miracle on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I loved that one. And now our favorite.
Is that the one
favorite.
That had Shirley Temple in it? Or is that a different one?
Well, there's an original and there's newer one, probably like 15, 20 years old.
I did watch the original one when I was younger.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
good.
Yeah. It's been so long since I've watched it, though. I need to pull it back out. But now we always have a family tradition of watching Elf together. We just, the kids love it. Mm-hmm. We love it. I mean, just.
The scene where he's popping cotton balls into his mouth. And I just love that.
There's so many, like Joel said, just so many great lines from that movie.
World's best cup of coffee.
That's right. That's right. And so, okay, I got news for you, Justin and Clarissa. You guys both said White Christmas, right?
Yeah.
All right. My favorite Christmas movie is much better than White Christmas. And I'll prove it.
All right.
Die Hard is definitely
a better movie.
Wait for it. All right. Takes place during a Christmas holiday. Die Hard, the whole movie is during Christmas. White Christmas, only the final reel. All right.
Okay.
Setting is at a Christmas party entirely for Die Hard. For White Christmas, only the final reel. All right. And Christmas songs, number of Christmas songs. There are 3 Christmas songs in Die Hard. There's only 2 in White Christmas. So I think that settles it.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
I think that settles it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go watch Die Hard now.
The age-old debate, is it a Christmas movie or not?
So, guys, it's been fun having you guys here. Fellowship, we just want to wish you guys a very big Merry Christmas from the worship team, from me and Amy here at Fellowship Talks. It's been great having you guys with us. And you guys are going to take us out with one last song, Deck the Halls, right?
Yep.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la.
Christmas Fellowship. Until next time, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.
I feel like we just had a fun little Christmas party.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Same time next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.